Welcome to Relevant Tones. I'm Seth Bosted, and my guest on the program today is Thea Musgrave, who just recently celebrated her 90th birthday. And I was able to catch up with her in her home in New York City. She lives in the Ansonia, which is a historic building, 73rd and Broadway, give or take. It's a building I've always wanted to go into. So I was excited to talk to Thea because she's one of the biggest names out there. She's such an accomplished composer, but also I wanted to go in that building. So it was great to sit in her living room and chat with her about a lot of things, including the piece we're going to hear now, which is Turbulent Landscapes.
I decided on Turbulent Landscapes. I didn't have the title right away, but I love the paintings of Turner. And whenever I go to London, I always find my way to the Tate Gallery and go to the Turner galleries and look at these paintings. And one day, I don't know where the idea came from, was to write music for these paintings. And then the thing was to choose the right painting. So I went online and saw lots and lots of paintings, some of which are not very well known. So I chose a series of paintings and made the music for the painting. So one of the paintings in particular is a big storm at sea and the loss of a ship and so on, which often happened around the Scottish Highlands because the water is pretty rough up there. And there was a painting, I remember, of a desolate sand and ocean and a dog there yowling. So heartrending. So that was one of the paintings for that movement. And then the other wonderful paintings. So that's why it was called Turbulent Landscapes, because this landscape was pretty turbulent. And then there's another one, something about sea monsters, and this is all yellow. And then there's this sort of face buried, a sort of yellow face, which eventually, when you look carefully, you can see it's a strange animal there lurking in the ocean.
That's my guest on the program today, Thea Musgrave, talking about the music we're about to hear, Turbulent Landscapes, music inspired by the paintings of Turner. We're going to hear all six movements, and they are Sunrise with Sea Monsters, and then the second movement, The Shipwreck, and then Snowstorm, Hannibal and his army crossing the Alps. The fourth movement is War, The Exile, and the Rock Limpet. The fifth movement is 16th October 1834, The Burning of the Houses of Parliament. And the last movement is Sunrise, with a boat between the headlands. Here is Osmo Venska leading the BBC Symphony Orchestra, performing Turbulent Landscapes by Thea Musgrave. That's music by composer Thea Musgrave. It's called Turbulent Landscapes, and it's a sprawling six-movement tone poem for the orchestra. We heard the BBC Symphony Orchestra, led by Osmo Venska. You're listening to Relevant Tones. My guest today is the composer Thea Musgrave. I'm Seth Bosted. Next up is a concerto for orchestra that had a rather unusual inspiration.
Something very strange happened, and that is that I think it was in the middle 60s, about 64, 65, something, so a long time ago, I had a dream one night. And the dream was, I had just begun to conduct. So I was very concerned with all that and terrified facing an orchestra for the first time. Anyway, so I was beginning to do that. And in my dream, I was conducting, and all of a sudden, one of the players stood up and simply defied me. So I thought, what the hell do I do now? And, you know, I sort of tried to shut him up and, you know, so on and so on. Then I woke up and started to laugh. Now, here's the extraordinary thing. The very next morning, and I'm not joking, the very next morning a letter arrived in the mail from the Birmingham Symphony, that's Birmingham in England, would I write an orchestra piece? So guess what? I wrote something called Concerto for Orchestra, and about two-thirds of the way through the piece, one of the players stands up to defy the conductor and encourages other players to stand up to be with him. There's a kind of a revolt. And this soloist suggests themes for them to play, which they do. And so there's about six of them standing, and the conductor then gets the whole brass section to their feet, and that really shuts them all up.
That's my guest on the program, Thea Musgrave, talking about this dream, this extraordinary dream she had that became the centerpiece of the Concerto for Orchestra. We're going to hear the piece now, but it is a 20-minute work, so we're going to hear as much of it as we can get, an excerpt. This is the Concerto for Orchestra, performed by the Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by Alexander Gibson. And our naughty clarinet soloist is Gervase Depayer. That's an excerpt of Concerto for Orchestra by Thea Musgrave. And if you don't know, a concerto for orchestra is exactly what it sounds like. It's a concerto for the different sections in the orchestra. Usually you would hear a little bit of a solo section for the winds, the brass, the strings. But in this case, Thea had this dream where a clarinetist stood up in a rehearsal and basically just rebelled against the conductor. And that became the basis for this piece. So the clarinet solo kind of took over from that concept of the concerto for orchestra. We heard the Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by Alexander Gibson, and our clarinet soloist was Gervaise DePayer. You're listening to Relevant Tones, a show featuring the music of contemporary composers. My guest today is the wildly accomplished composer and educator, Thea Musgrave. To subscribe to our podcast for streaming versions of this and all previous episodes, or if you want to get a playlist of the music I featured on the program today, you can visit us at relevanttones.com. I'm featuring the music of composer Thea Musgrave on Relevant Tones today. I'm going to play a piece now by Thea for 12 strings. It's called Green. And Thea often writes her own liner notes. In fact, she writes her own libretti, too, for the operas that she's composed. So she's a fantastic writer. So I'm going to read the liner notes for Green. She says, "This short work is about conflict, expressed here by the clash of opposing musical forces. One force is an arioso, based around the harmonic field of E, melodic, tonal, straightforward, and at times emotional. It is mainly led by the first violin. The opposing force, led by the double bass, is strongly discordant. It grows from a single F to a giant cluster. It is essentially chordal, static, suffocating, inexorable, and impersonal, changing only in its volume and density." Many parallels to this conflict can, of course, be drawn from real life. The title Green, for me, represents either the freshness of youth or for the plant life in our world on which we all depend. Here is the Scottish Ensemble to perform Green by Thea Musgrave.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's music for a string orchestra, 12 strings. The piece is called Green, and we heard the Scottish ensemble performing. It's music by Thea Musgrave, and she has said that the title references either the freshness of youth, or it's a reference to the importance of plant life, on which all life on this planet depends. I'm featuring the music of Thea Musgrave on the program today. I had the wonderful opportunity to chat with her about her music, and we have just a little bit of time left in the program today, so I'm going to play a short work. We've played nothing but big works so far on the program, orchestral works. She's also a composer of a lot of operas, but she's written a lot of smaller chamber works that are delightful as well. I'm going to play one of those here at the end of the program. We're going to hear Impromptu No. 1. This is from 1967. It's for flute and oboe, and we're going to hear Amir McDonough, flute, with James Turnbull, oboe.
Thank you.
Just a short piece to show you the chamber side of Thea Musgrave. I played a lot of her heavier orchestra works on the program today. That'd be fun to close with that. It's impromptu number one for flute and oboe. We heard Amira McDonough, flute, and James Turnbull, oboe. And that's all the time we have for the music of Thea Musgrave, but she's written much more than I could possibly fit into a one-hour program. So if I've piqued your interest and you want to check out more, you can go to her website at theamusgrave.com. This episode of Relevant Tones has been produced by Daniel Goldberg.